you so much for the invite. I am honored, beyond honored, to be speaking to you today. I normally preach on Tuesdays. Our church is a mobile dinner church. What on earth is that? Well, a mobile dinner church is a trailer full of tables and chairs and a meal that shows up in the community, sets up, and has church on a weeknight because not everyone can come on a Sunday morning. So we reach out to her in the neighborhood, and we have church on Tuesday nights. At 6 o'clock, we eat a meal, we hear a sermon from a great pastor I hear, and then what we do is we talk about it. The crazy thing is, thanks, John, the crazy thing is I'm used to people interrupting me, I'm used to people getting up and going to get dessert while I talk, and I'm used to questions being thrown out from the audience. So, if there's anything you want to do in that realm of things today, feel free, okay? It's a free-for-all usually when I talk. There you go, perfect. Now I'm feeling at home, I can handle that. But thank you, honestly. We had a great message from Pastor Ben last week, and I'm not sure. Okay, it's green. That means go. Yay! And he's been reading Revelation 3:20, so let's look at it one more time. Listen, I am standing at the door and knocking. If anyone hears my voice, can you hear me now? And opens the door, I'll come into his home and share a meal with him. And he with me. 3 weeks ago when Pastor Ben started this series, I said, share a meal. I love talking about food and Jesus. It's my calling from God. We started our dinner church in the middle of COVID when you couldn't eat with people because that's how important it was. We opened our house, our outdoors, and started inviting people over. Meals matter. Now, I have to admit though, when I did see that verse, I freaked out a little bit. I don't know about you, but our meals at home had rules. Growing up, we had a lot of rules. I'm gonna go through a few with you. I actually had to write them down because I thought of some, and then I kept thinking of some, and hopefully by the end of my list, you'll understand what I'm talking about. Now, we had the normal rule. We had to put our napkin on our lap. How many of you guys had that rule? Come on, interaction, let's go, hands up. Woohoo, online, put a hand up, you can do it too. Right, we had to have our napkin on our lap. Ours had to be unfolded. Not just on our lap, but unfolded, okay. We couldn't eat with food, or we couldn't talk with food in our mouth. How many of you guys have had that rule? How many of you guys have seen that rule broken and wish everybody had that rule? Yes. We could not have bare feet at our table. You had to have socks or shoes. I'm not going to keep asking because I know ours get a little crazy. We could not cross our legs at the dinner table because then your shoulders were crooked and that would drive my dad crazy if you're sitting like this talking to him. So you could not cross your legs. We had to have a fork in our right hand as we ate. So if we did have something to cut and we had to use our knife and switch things around, we had to lay our knife down, pick up our fork, and then take a bite. Our fork could never be too full. What was on our fork had to fit into our mouth. And my brother had a hard time with that. So if you've eaten with a guy, you kind of understand that one. We had to use a fork to eat our French fries if our main meal used a fork and knife. So if you've had steak and fries, we were not allowed to put our fork down to pick up a French fry. We had to cut our French fries with knives and forks, yeah. We had to try everything offered at our dinner table. My mom went through the effort of making it. You had to try it. But there's a catch. You also had to eat everything that was on your plate. So if there's something new on the table, don't take that big spoonful. You might regret it. It's crazy, right? These are just a few of the rules we had. We had more. I had to limit it for today because we only have an hour. But the biggest rule that I had a hard time with was we had to drink a whole 10-ounce cup of milk at our table every night. those Tupperware cups. Like, we had the orange and brown ones, and yeah, those 70s things, yeah, that's what we had. And my brother, when he would fill them this far from the top, right? Oh, it was hard. Why was it hard for me? Well, I was 9, and I learned later in life why I was so full after dinner is, did you know that your stomach is the size of your fist? Like, I didn't find that out till I had kids. So when I was 9, made to drink 10 ounces of milk after eating a full meal, my stomach couldn't handle it. I also didn't realize I was lactose intolerant until I got to be older, because that wasn't a thing in the 80s. We don't worry about if people can drink milk. You drink milk, that's good for you. So every night after dinner, after following all those rules, trying to remember so I didn't get yelled at exactly what I was doing, because guess what? My dad corrected us. I would then go to my room and feel sick. I would wake up feeling worse. I would skip school because I didn't feel good. By lunchtime, I started feeling better. After school, I felt great because it's been almost 24 hours and things are out of my system. My brother and sister would come home and pick on me because now they think I'm faking it because now I'm well. And then guess what? 2 hours later at 5 o'clock, it started all over again. My fourth grade year of school, I missed so much school, they wanted to hold me back. Doctors couldn't figure out. My parents never considered it was the milk. It was a mess. So when I read that verse 3 weeks ago, and Jesus wants to eat with me, oh no, 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 no. I am not good at dinner tables. They have horrible memories for me. Why does God want me to, why is he putting me through that? Why do I have to go through that? I've lived through that. I have Christ, I'm new. I don't need to go back through that. Well, guess what? Today we're going to look a little bit deeper into why Jesus wants to eat with us. Because there were good meals in my life, don't get me wrong. Grandma's house, awesome. We had a can of pop, it was great. So how do we know? How do we know what a meal with Jesus is going to be like? If only there is a book that we could learn from. Did you know in the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, the good news of Jesus, he is either setting up for a meal, going to a meal, eating at a meal, or coming from a meal in almost every section of the book. Our first gift from God was food. I'm going to say it's important if that's number one. So today, we got a little time change going on. So this morning, we're going to look at some meals and what Jesus is here for. How do we know? Pastor Ben asked us last week, are we ready? I am going to assume you answered that with yes, and you are all here and ready. So before we set our table today, we're going to pray one more time to make sure all of our hearts are ready, to make sure everything that we came in with, whether it's kids, whether it's family, whether it's job, whatever it is set aside right now. Yes. Our phones are set aside, yes. And our hearts are ready. So pray with me, guys. Jesus, we thank you for the unmeasurable blessings that we have in this world. We thank you for this time and this space set aside for you. God, as we cup our hands and hold them out to you, just take those worries, take those doubts, those fears, anything that has come to kill, steal, and destroy us. God, take it away right now. Create in us a pure heart. So as we sit here, as we join together today, the words that touch us, that go through our ears, into our brain, into our heart that we can hold on to, God, let those be your words. Let my voice disappear and let the Holy Spirit speak to each of us. Amen. Now that our tables are set, let's find out why Jesus came. Sorry. God changed everything this week, so after I turned my slides in. Okay. In Luke 19, there are three places in the Bible where it says the Son of Man came. The Son of Man, the Son of God. The Son of Man has come to seek and save that which was lost. We can all agree with that, right? Yeah? Okay, again, interactive. Come on, guys. Yes. Thumbs up online. Let's keep it together. Okay, Mark 10:45. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Guess what? I messed up. We all do. Okay. We can agree with that one too, right? Woo, yay, louder, thumbs up online. Okay, Luke 7:34, the Son of Man has come eating and drinking. Huh. I really thought that was going to say teaching and preaching. Guess what's not in the Bible? Teaching and preaching. The Son of Man has come eating and drinking. And you say, look at him, a glutton and a drunk, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. This is from Luke, the book. You can open to it if you want to. It's really cool. It's from Luke. The Son of Man has come eating and drinking. If you're going to call someone a glutton and a drunk, do you think they stop by for a cupcake and a glass of coffee and a couple 15 minutes and then they walk away from the table? Or do you think they're there all night? Do you think they close the place down? Do you think they open it? Yeah, they open it, they close it, and guess what? They're probably first in line the next day again, aren't they? This is Jesus with us. This is how he comes to a meal with us. That's awesome. So awesome. He wants to be with us. During the time when Jesus was actually walking on the earth, meals at the end of the day were a big production. They were hours long. You spent hours between lunch and dinner preparing for them. You invited friends and family, and some houses had big open courtyards where the poor knew that they could come join and get some scraps off the table. This isn't something held in closed doors. This isn't in your car in the McDonald's drive-thru shoving French fries down your face. That's not it. This is a meal. When they heard that Jesus was going to come eat with them, this is what they pictured. They didn't picture rules around a table where you had to reach perfection. Well, some of them did. Do you remember who did? Anyone? You can yell it out. Pharisees. Oh, you mean the church people? Oh, the church people had rules you had to follow. The church people expected you to act a certain way. That puts a new spin on dinner, doesn't it? Unwelcoming. Well, the awesome thing is, as Jesus came, as we see here, he came eating and drinking. The first two reasons he came were why. The second one is how. This is his mission strategy. How many of us have ever thought of, God, my mission in life is to eat and drink with sinners? Come on, you guys, you've heard it before. That was his mission. Do you remember breaking the bread for 5,000? Do you remember there was another story where a little boy brought him loaves and fishes? Could you imagine being around the table of that little guy for the rest of his life? The joy he felt in his heart, the amazing process that he went when he ate with Jesus. That's open to each of us. We do not have to sit at the dinner table with rules anymore. We are not about perfection. We are about affection. Affection, the love of Christ. That is what our tables look like. So, now what? Danica, I have to go home and I'm really hungry and I'm going to eat, so now what do I do? I know, I see the wheels turning in your head. Well, let's look a little closer at Jesus' meals. Jesus' meals, as we see, it's a mission, right? It's a community. He ate with. How many of us eat one meal alone a week? Yeah. Is it the best meal of your week? No, it's not. Let's be honest. We need that community. Christ shows us that community. He feeds us. He wants to sit at our table. Our tables aren't empty. This is how he seeks and saves the lost. He goes on mission, he finds them, and he sits down with them. The next one is serve, right? He came to serve, not to be served. So how does he serve us? What does he serve us? Anyone know what they ate with Jesus? Grace. We are served grace. By the plateful, by the bowlful, every day we are served grace. That's a big church word. And for a lot of people, grace sounds wonderful, but it has no concept in my brain. Undeserving love. Undeserving, overwhelming, unable to attain love. There is nothing I can do to deserve the love of Christ. There is no perfection I can reach. I can't have the perfect meal. I can't remember to not cross my legs or put my fork down or to cut my french fry. I can't remember all of that. And I don't have to. We don't have to. This is joyful. We should be screaming and jumping up and down that we don't have to, right? We have this unattainable grace given to us. It is served to us. The moment Jesus enters our heart. Thank God. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. What's the next one he gives us? Anyone else know what else Jesus serves us?
Mercy.
Yes, mercy. Okay, that's another big church word. Who knows? Not giving us what we deserve. Whew. Thank goodness for that one, right?
Amen,
exactly. Thank you for being honest and real today. If I got served what I deserved, that would be ugly some days. I got to admit that. I have my moments too. We're all human. We do that. But God gives us that mercy as a service to us. He also gives us salvation. Okay, there's another big church word. Who knows what that one means? If you know what it means online, put it in the comment. Other people don't. Salvation. It's a gift. He poured out his blood as a ransom for us, right? He broke the veil from the top down. He created a bridge for us to reach God. With this salvation, he brought the Holy Spirit to live inside of us, the kingdom of God in our hearts. Again, woohoo, amen, hallelujah. This is a gift. This is served to us on a daily basis. Could you imagine if you woke up every morning thinking, I am completely loved, I can't screw up beyond belief today, and guess what? I get to talk to God. Yes! This is a great way to start a day. What a breakfast. I would take that over a protein bar any day. In America, our meals, we eat family meals 3 times a week. On average, a family eats a meal together 3 times a week. On average, half of those meals are spent in front of the TV while we eat. And on average, they're 20 minutes long. I got to tell you, the 20-minute long one didn't throw me, because as you'll see, my next comments is, what if we gave Jesus that time? Let's back up one step. If you ate three meals a week, how would you feel? Starving. I'd be hangry. I get very angry when I don't feel good. And I would be hungry, I would be angry, I'd probably start getting depressed, I'd probably get flustered, I'd probably like just want to isolate myself for most of those days other than mealtime. If Jesus is eating with us and we only give him three meals a week, I think we're missing out. But then again, as a pastor, I'm thinking three meals a week, if I could get people to spend like 60 minutes with Jesus every week, I think my church would be doing awesome. Because I know, honestly, that doesn't happen most of the time, right? It's intended. We all intend to do it. But sometimes we just can't. There's other things that take precedent. Should there be, though? No. I think we've kind of walked away from that. I know I have. There are days I admit I don't read. I should, I don't. But what happens if we do? There was a verse I wanted to tell you guys about. It was, the Son of Man did not come to condemn the world, but to save the world. Okay? It's Luke 56. Luke 9, 56. However, it depends on what translation you're looking at. Because if you look at Luke 9:56 in the new NIV, it is, then he and his disciples went to another village. Well, that's not what I just said. Why is that? Guess what? I spent 20 minutes with Jesus on the way here today, because it's a little longer of a drive, and I figured it out. I got fed. I got excited. I got amazed. And guess what I wanted to do? I wanted to come up here and tell you about it. Because when we're full, when we're overflowing, we want to share. So when you read the New King James Version over the NIV, there's some differences. And some of them aren't that bad. I want to hear that God did not come to condemn me, but to save the world. Right? I want to know that the stones placed in front of Jesus' tomb could not be moved by 20 people. It says that in the NIV, or it says that in the New King James, not the NIV. Why? Well, that I'm going to leave up to you to figure out, because you all have a Google machine in your pocket right now, and you can do that later and spend your 20 minutes with Jesus. But it is so exciting, I wanted to throw that in, and I don't have a slide for it. Because this is what happens when we're full, we're happy, we're joyful, we enjoy life. I know most of you, filled with the Holy Spirit, every day, more than three times a day. Because I can see it in your faces. I hear it in Pastor Ben's reports. He loves to brag on you guys. And for you, me standing up here talking to you about this today is probably like, I know that. When are you going to get to the good stuff? When do I get a lesson? I come to church every Sunday. I already know what I'm doing. I read my Bible every evening. Well, today the challenge for you is to not just spend those three meals a week with Jesus, but to eat like Jesus. Eat on mission. Eat intentionally with Jesus. We can open our phone and we can get notified of a Bible reading plan. Be intentional about those. What are you struggling with in life? Don't just show up on a Sunday and expect Pastor Ben to know. Go look for it. Intentionality. Eat like Jesus in community. Tax collectors and sinners. How many of us have friends who don't know Jesus, who won't claim him as their Lord and Savior? That is not enough of you. You all need friends who don't know Jesus. If you didn't raise your hand, see me afterwards, and we will talk about what the rules are. What's the next one? Eat with grace. I don't know about you, but there are nights I didn't want to go to dinner because I knew I had screwed up that day and I knew we were going to have the talk. Can we make sure our dinner tables are not the talk, but our dinner tables are love? We all grow better with love. Honestly, no one cares how much you know about Christ until they know that you care about them. So stop preaching it from the rooftops and sit next to them over ice cream and listen to what they're saying to you. Let God in the conversation as he speaks to you about what they need and how you can help fill them. This is grace. This is community. This is mission. And then offer salvation. We have the joy. We have Christ. We have what this world is looking for. We can offer that. With salvation, we offer hope and excitement and amazement. Like I said, could you imagine waking up every day knowing that you are loved beyond belief? That you are loved beyond anything you do that day? Knowing that, guess what? Your screw-ups are not going to send you to the kids' table that next night. Knowing that Christ has delivered you already. Man, I really love this new idea of dinner. I don't want to sit in the McDonald's drive-thru anymore. What? Amen. I want people around my table. We each need people around our tables. So whether you're just coming to a table and just discovering Christ, guess what? You're welcome at the table as you are. Whether you've been here for years and you have your spot that no one else can sit in, guess what? It's time to switch up the table. Invite some new people. However we look at Jesus, we need to remember that he came to seek and save the lost. Yes. He came to serve and not be served. Yes. And he came eating and drinking. If you need a list of books to understand a meal with Jesus, please come see me. For the past 3 years, that has been my life. And I would love to have conversations about how you can open your table to others. It doesn't take a lot. It just takes intentionality. That's it. Christ does the hard work, right? Amen. He changes the hearts. He gives us the words. All we do is extend an invitation. And thank God for that. Oh, so beautiful. Okay, let me check my notes and see what I forgot. We're good. Okay, we're going to pray today because I love to talk to Jesus. So, join me. Jesus, whew. As we think of eating with you, God, we thank you that any of those rules that we had around our dinner table, they're gone. all of those rules that the church might have put on us that hurt us somewhere else or at one point in time, God, they're gone. God, as we sit around that table, just let us picture our favorite meal. Whether that be banana cream pie for the main course or whether that be steak and potatoes, whatever, God, you know us best and you're going to provide that for us, and we thank you so much for that. God, remind us each morning at breakfast that we live in your affection. We don't have to live with perfection. And Christ, fill us each day with a Snickers or whatever else you got for us, but fill us each day to where we are overflowing and we can't help but share your good news. Because as we spend each meal with you, we learn a little bit more. Our hearts grow a little bit bigger. And everything comes bubbling out with excitement. God, thank you so much for this day. Thank you so much for this time. And God, as we sit here today, just place on our hearts one person, one name, one face of somebody that we need to eat with this week. Thank you, Jesus. We know with you in control that the time will be made, the invitation will be extended and accepted, and lives will be changed. And as we come back next week, we will say we were not only ready, we set our table and we enjoyed a meal. Jesus, we love you so much. We thank you, we praise you, and we look forward to lunchtime. Amen. Thank you guys so much for joining me today. I am honored to be here, like I said, and I praise God for each and every one of you. Praise God for Pastor Ben and the youth. I've seen pictures online, I don't know if you have, but it looks amazing. All three of my kids went, so if you have any questions or younger kids you're wondering if they should go, please talk to my children about it. They will explain all the great sides to it and how much it changed their life. We praise you, we thank you, and today you're not just dismissed, you are sent. You are sent to find that person to eat with. You are sent to contact, to invite, to join, and to celebrate with. Thank you. God bless.